Okay, a good Arab Shabbos, everyone. The shir tonight is related to the parsha in the sense that this week's parsha has a reference by Yaakov Avinu's giving Maaser that he promises to give a tithe of what he earns to Hashem, and here we find a reference to the Torah already to giving Maaser 10% of what a person earns. I want to talk about one particular shaila tonight that is relevant in different people's lives, different stages of their lives, and that is one allowed to give their miser money and their tzedakah money to support a parent who is in financial need? So in order to understand the sugya of giving miser and tzedakah to support a parent who's in financial need, we need a background to some halachos of kibud av va'em. So the Gemara in Kedushin Da'at Lamed Beis tells us of the great machlokas, the great suffix of whether the mitzvah of kibud av va'em is mishal ben or mishal av. Is the payment have to come? Does the payment of the does the financial obligation involved in taking care of a parent have to come from the pocket of the father, or does it have to come from the pocket of the sibling? We'll post the sources again. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is Mishal HaBen, and Rav Nosson Bar Oshia in the Gemara holds that it's Mishal Av. The Gemara concludes that the mitzvah of Kibud Av Em is paid out of pocket from the parents, not from the child. And the Shulchan Aruch and Yerodeh and Siman Reish Mem, the halachos of Kibud Av Em, says, and this is all based on the Tosfos there as follows, Zeh Shema Achileu Mashkeu, this which the child needs to give food and needs to give drink to the parent, Mishal Av Ve'em, that comes from the bank account of the mother and the father. V'im Ein La'av V'yesh La'bein, if the father doesn't have, and the child does have, and the child does have the ability to pay, so Kofen Oso, Beis Din forces the child to pay for the mitzvah. V'zan Aviv Kefi Mashu Yochol, and he has to sustain, and he has to give food, and the parnassah to the father to the best of his ability. Ve'im ein lebein, and if the child doesn't have, eino chayav lachzor al hapsachim, the child does not have to go and beg la'achilas aviv in order to feed the father. And that is the halacha paskin Shulchan Aruch. Technically, all expenses paid for a child, for a pikud aim, comes out of the bank account of the father. The child doesn't have to do it. If the child, father cannot, then the child really should technically go beyond the letter of the law, and he's forced somewhat by Beis Din to pay for the parent. So again, the example would be, the father calls up the son and says, I really love tickets to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe you can get me some tickets. And the son says, great, what's your credit card? The child doesn't have to pay in order to fulfill that mitzvah. It can come from the pocket of the father. Now the Chazon Ish writes in Yerodeah, and he explains that the mitzvah of Kibud Av has nothing to do with giving money. There's no source anywhere in the Torah or Chazal that any money needs to be paid in the mitzvah of Kibud Av. If the father doesn't have money, then everyone agrees you should give him tzedakah. But as a din in Kibud Av Ve'eim, there's no chiyuv for the son to spend any money. There is a story that is told in the name of Chaim Soloveitchik that there was a man who got a telegram from his father that his father was elderly in Warsaw and he wanted the son to come visit him. And the man went to Rav Chaim and said, well, the halacha is that it's Mishal Av, it's not Mishal Bein. So really, I don't want to have to pay for the ticket, and it's very expensive to get a train ticket to Warsaw. So I really feel that I shouldn't have to go, and therefore I'm really exempt and going to see my father. So Rav Chaim said, technically you are correct, but if I were you, I would start walking now. Meaning, just because there might not be a technical financial obligation on the son to pay money, it still does not exempt him from going out of his way to make sure that he is taking care of the father, if it is not, what the definition of too burdensome is, a discussion for another time. Now, the Ramah writes there in the laws of Kibud Av Eim, V'yesh Omer, there are those who say, De'enu chayav liten lo, he does not have to pay anything. Rachmash shemachuyav liten tzedakah, he's only obligated to give to the father exactly what he would be obligated to give according to the laws of charity. And the Bach and the Beis Yosef explain that the chiyuv to give to the father when he doesn't have his own money has nothing to do with Kibud Av Eim. If it was about Kibud Av Eim, then the son would have to give the clothing off his own back in order to fulfill the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Kibud Av, of honoring a parent, has no shiur. There's no measurement given by the Torah. So why then does the Shulchan Aruch say, Kefi ma shehu yachol, according to what he is able to do? Obviously, it's a difficult explanation. So the Bach cites the Smag, and he cites the Smak, who both say that if the father doesn't have, then the son has to support the father as a din in Kibud Av, and he would have to go to work in order to support the father if he would need more money in order to give the father what he needed. Let's now get to the next point. The Gemara continues, and this continuation of the Gemara is also found in Tosefta and Maaser Sheni. Let's look at the Tosefta and the Gemara together. Shnei Achim b'shnei Shudfin, Ha'av u'bno, Harav v'tamido. Let's say there's two brothers, two business partners, a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud, Podin ze laze, Maaser Sheni, u'machilin ze laze, Maaser Ani. So let's say both are in need. They both have Maaser Sheni. They both have tithes that need to be given, or either Yerushalayim, or tithes that are supposed to be given to the poor, depending on the year that it falls out in the Shemitah cycle. So the halacha is according to the Tanakhama, the first opinion here in the Tosefta, they can essentially just swap tzedakah. They both have to give tzedakah, and they're both in need of charity. So essentially, well, I have to give some tzedakah, you have to give some tzedakah, we both need food to eat, so let's just swap. You'll give me yours, I'll give me mine, and we'll end up all in the same place. Amar Rav Yehuda, Tavo Meira, a curse upon such a person, Lemi Shemachil Asaviv Maaser Sheni. Cursed is the person who uses his tzedakah in order to feed his father. That's what the Tosefta says. The Ramah Paskins, Umikal Makom Im Yadom Asages, if he has the ability to sustain his father, he should. Tavo Me'erla Lemi Shemafarnes Aviv Mimot Tzedakah Shalo. Accursed is the person who the only way he'll go and support his parent in need is by giving from his maaser, giving off his tzedakah. But he won't extend himself beyond and really dip into his funds to give more than what he gives to charity. That's the shita of the Ramah based on the Tosefta. However, if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim and Perek Vav, the Rambam never mentions this curse when it comes to a father and a son, or two brothers, or one of them is an Ani, and the other one can give the Ani his Maaser Sheni, his Maaser Ani. Rav Chaim Kanievsky writes in his commentary on Maseches Matanos Aniyim, in the Derech Amunah there, so he says that since the Rambam doesn't mention Tavo Lo Meira, a curse should be upon the child who feeds his father from tzedakah, it is clear that it is mutter l'chadchila for a child to take his discretionary fund of charity and pay it to take care of a parent. Rav Yehuda said that there's a curse for someone who supports his father from tzedakah. It was not cited l'halacha, since the Rabbanan argue with Rav Yehuda. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim in Perek Yud, V'chein ha-nosein mezonos l'aviv l'imo. One who gives food and parnasa to his parents, harezi v'chlal hatzaka, that can be considered part of your tzedakah for the year. Utzaka gedolehi shakarav kodem. Not only is it tzedakah and it's okay to give, says the Rambam, but it's a great form of tzedakah, because as we will learn, the rules of tzedakah say that you are mandated to take care of those closest to you before you give to others first. We can also see this in the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish and Aleph, who cites the Rambam and makes no mention of this curse. The Shachar there writes in Sifkat and Hay that the Shulchan Aruch is speaking about a case where the son has no other money. Therefore, it is mutter to support the father from tzedakah. If my parent needs help financially and I have money set aside for tzedakah, I can take for that money, says the Shach, and give it to my parent. However, if the son is financially capable, he would be cursed, says the Shach, for supporting the parent from tzedakah. Don't dip in to your charity fund, your miser, to support your parents when you are financially capable of giving freely from other money that's not tzedakah money, and you give that tzedakah money to somebody else. This is what the Ramah means when he says, im yado maseges, if his hand is able. If you are able to support your parent financially on your own, then don't go to your tzedakah. But if you can't give it from your regular funding, then yes, you can dip into tzedakah, you can dip into maaser to pay for the parent. This is side the halacha by the Chafetz Chaim in the Avas Sefer Avas Chesed. And that's the halacha. In the Orchos Rabbeinu, they quote that someone asked the Chazon Ish about a woman who was poor and the son didn't have a lot of money, whether the son could support the mother from tzedakah, and the Chazon Ish replied that it was mutter to use maaser. And that is really the halacha. The Shevet HaLevi writes in Chelek Hei, in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, and he says that the Maharil understands that when it comes to giving maaser ani, tithes, there is a chiyuv min haTorah to give it to an ani, and therefore it is questionable to give it to a parent, because really you should go to an actual, legally, labeled ani, not to a parent. However, with maaser ksafim, that might be a derabanan, and we actually paskin, it's probably a minhag nowadays to give Meiser Ksafim in the first place. And therefore, says Rav Osner, it is Meshubach to give from your Meiser money to a parent, because it is a minhag to give Meiser nowadays. And that's, again, how we would paskin. Again, to summarize again, if you are financially capable, you should give from your regular money, not from your tzedakah, your Meiser money to support a parent. If you're unable financially to dip into your regular funds to support a parent who is in need, then you should go towards your Meiser money to pay for the parent. Let's talk about order and preference and how much one would have to give. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim Perek Zayin that an ani that is related to you comes before anybody else. That's halacha number one. Hakarav karav kodem. An ani from your own home comes before an ani of your city, and an ani of your city comes before other aniyim. Aniye ircha comes before everybody else. The pasuk says in Dvarim, Pasoach tiftach es yadcha l'achicha, l'aniyecha l'veinecha be'artzacha. And it says here, in order, your achicha, your brother, comes first, and then it opens up to everybody else. And that's the halacha. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodei and Siman Rishon Aleph, V'chein hanosin matanus la'aviv v'heim shrichim lahem, harezi v'chal tzaka. One who gives charity to their parent who is in need, that is tzedakah. V'lo od, and even more so, el shud sarich l'hakdimu l'acherim. Do you know who should get tzedakah before anybody else? A parent who is in need. V'afilu eno bino, v'lo aviv elakrovo. Even a relative, tzarech lakdimo l'chol adam, comes first. This is something that Rav Shechter often speaks about when he talks about giving tzedakah. The people who deserve the largest percentage of our charity are the institutions and the communal areas and the family members that are closest to us. Instead, often, of giving to some kol in Eretz Yisrael that you have no connection to, or some institution that might be very prestigious, but that's not really a part of your sviva, part of your circle, the institutions that affect you the most are considered karov the most, as Rav Shechter. The schools that your children attended, you know, the shuls that you daven in, all those things demand the largest percentage of your tzedakah, because those are the things that are most karov and closest to you in your daily life. The Vilna Gaon writes in the Be'er Hagra there, and he says the source is a Tana de Belio Rabba. The Tana de Belio Rabba quotes a pasuk in Shayahu in Perek Nunches. Hello, paros l'rav lachmacha v'aniyim merudim tavi bayis. You should give of your bread to those who are hungry. You should give to the poor, bring them into your home. Kisira arom v'chisasum mibesarcha losesalem. But that which is mibesarcha, that which is part of your flesh and blood, your closest family, do not ignore them. If a person has food and he desires to give it at tzedakah, you must first support the father and the mother, and then move outward in your family relationships. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer writes in Choshen Mishpat, and he adds that if a son wants to give tzedakah to the best of his ability, but he doesn't want to give to his father, then we force him to give to his father. Because it is a bizayon, says the Chassam Sofer, for the father that he gives tzedakah to other people, and the son doesn't give it to the father. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe in Yerodein Chelek Aleph that if a person is in a position to assist his relatives, and there is no mitzvah of tzedakah for people outside his family, then we learn from the psukim of tzedakah that relatives come first. After you've taken care of your direct relatives who are in need, if there's money left over, then we can talk about other people. But hakarov karov kodem, your relatives come first in the order of tzedakah. Can I give? What percentages do we give to other people? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Reish and Zion, Lo yitein adam kol tzedakosav la'ani echad bilvad. The Shulchan Aruch says, you should never give all of your designated charity to one institution or one person. And the Shach explains that you shouldn't give all of your tzedakah only to one relative and abandon other relatives in need as well. Don't give all your money to one relative and not give to other relatives who are in need of financial assistance. Rav Moshe writes in that Shuva, in Igros Moshe, in Yerodei and Chelek Aleph, that he learns from the Shach that it's Usser, that the Isser is only if you give tzedakah to one person who's not a relative, and you don't give to any other non-relatives. Or, if you give all your tzedakah to one relative and nothing to other relatives. However, says Rav Moshe, if you have no other relatives who are aniyim, and there's only one relative who's poor, you can give all of your tzedakah to this relative who's an ani and not give any other tzedakah to non-relatives. Again, Rav Moshe is saying that the rule is you can't be all or nothing within that category. If I have no other relatives or in need of financial assistance, I can give all of my tzedakah to that one relative who's in need, but I can't shun other people. The same thing with non-relatives. I can't give all of my charity to one institution and shun all other institutions. Rav Moshe then says, but there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Erev and Samach Gimel tells us the following. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zabta. Rabbi Abba Bar Zabta said, Kol hanosin matnosav l'kohen achad. Whoever gives all of the gifts to the Kohanim, to one Kohen, has acted improperly. Mevi rav l'olam, and he will bring famine to the world as a punishment. Shne Amar, Ira Hayari Haya Kohen la David. And it says that Ira Hayari was a Kohen also for David. Fine. Which obviously begs the question, Le David who? To have a Kohen? What? David had a pet Kohen? What does that mean? David's Kohen. What does that expression even mean? Elishaya Mishager lo Matznosav. What it means is that David would send all of his gifts to him alone. He was the only Kohen. This Kohen, Ira Hayari, was the only Kohen who got gifts from David. Uksiv Basra, in the next pasuk says, Vayehi Ra'av B'yemei David. And because of that, there was a famine in the days of David. So the Gemara says you can't put all of your eggs in one basket when it comes to tzedakah. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger comments on that Gemara, that if this is so, then you don't have permission. If this is so, then you don't have permission, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, to give all of your tzedakah to only one teacher, or even to only one parent or one relative. So based on this, Rav Moshe says that even if the halach is like the shach, it's not proper to give all of your tzedakah to only one relative. Doing so, says Rav Moshe, would be a chil Hashem, because people will think you don't care about tzedakah, you don't care about supporting Torah, and it will cause others to not give. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, lamaisa, most of your tzedakah should be given to relatives. A smaller portion should be given to other charities and other Torah institutions. And this is what the Aruch HaShulchan writes as well. Look at the Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Reish and Aleph. V'chelek gadol me'atztaka yitein l'krovav v'aniyei iro. The larger portion of your charity should be given to your relatives and your personal sviva of institutions. U'me'at m'chuyu l'yitein gam l'rechokim. But a person must give some of their charity to other places. V'aniyei iro acheres, and to other, you know, cities that are in need. Dim lo kein, ir shel aniyim yagiu berav chas v'shalom. Because if everybody only gives 100% of everything only to their closest relatives and their closest institutions, well then, mathematically, there's going to be someone who loses out because some place won't have someone who's going to support them for whatever reason. And therefore, you need to give a little bit to other places that are not part of your closest relatives, your closest institutions. It's also clear from Rav Moshe that if a parent is having a hard time paying the bills, then there's a mitzvah for the child to help out the parent. If a child can prevent a parent from total financial collapse, then the child should give all of the miser to that parent, says Rav Moshe. Okay, let's come now to a conclusion here. The Tshuvas Chassam Sofer in Yerodea was asked, if a person is allowed to give all of his miser money to his father, or perhaps it's a violation of Kol HaNosein Matznosav L'Aniyachad, maybe Rav L'Olam, that if you give all of your charity to one place, it will bring famine to the world. So the Chassam Sofer told the questioner that not only is it not usser, but there's a chiyuv to give all of your miser to the father, and he cannot give away any miser to a different ani before his father is taken care of. And he supports this based on Atosis and Kedushin as well. However, when it comes to other relatives, the mitzvah is to give some of the tzedakah to the relatives and some to other aniyim. Only when it comes to a parent, says the Chassam Sofer, is there a mitzvah to give all of your tzedakah to one place. The reason is that there's an opinion that says that kibud av ve'em is mishal bein. We can't ignore the fact that there is one opinion in the Gemara that says that a child is responsible to pay for honoring his parents. And even though we paskin that the halach is mishal av, that the father has to pay the financial burden of whatever honor he demands from his child, it is obvious that it doesn't mean that bedafka has to be from the money of the father. It doesn't mean that the son's like, well, Dad, the Gemara does say that it has to be Mishal Av, so I'm very sorry, even though, you know, you can't pay your electric bill, That's just the way it is. That's clearly not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means, says the Chasam Sofer, that the son doesn't have to lose out because of Kibud Avim. He doesn't have to take a financial hit. Since in giving tzedakah, the son's not losing out because that's money that's already been set aside for charity. And as we know, a person will be paid back by Hashem for the tzedakah he gives. Therefore, he's required to give all of his tzedakah to his father. A rule, says the Chasam Sofer, that does not apply by other relatives. Rav Yashiv felt that if the son knows that the father is in debt, then he must give all of his meiser to help the father, based on the rulings of Karov and Akaras HaTov. So I want to end here with a tshuva from Rav Sternbach, a beautiful tshuva in Tshuvas VaHanagos in Chelek Gimel in Siman Resh Pei Vav. And he says that if the parent needs financial help, the son is chayiv to give all of his tzedakah money to help the parent, even if there are other more worthy charities in need of his funds. The mitzvah of Kibud Av comes first. L'maisa kvar biyarnu, shima'av zakuk la'azar. If the father is in need of financial assistance, azay afilu yesh lefnei ha-ben mikrei tzedakah chamur. He has other financial obligations that are very heavy. Other charity obligations that are very heavy, yoser, chayav l'seis kol kaspei tzedakah shal. All his money set aside for tzedakah must be given la'azor la'aviv mikoach ha-missis asev de Kibud Av, because of the Torah commandment of honoring a parent. V'hosafnu, and we added, k'sha'osa kein, when you do this, asur l'saper la'aviv, sh'zehu mo tzedakah. The child should never tell the parent that he's supporting him from his charity money. Sh'bezeh yigrom l'agvas nefesh la'aviv k'sh'yishma sh'mekabot tzedakah. Do you know that what that will do to the parent to hear that he's being supported by the charity of his son? And he says, v'yesh ma'achel la'aviv pisyone v'tordu min ha'olam. But the Gemara says that you can give your father the fanciest meals, the fanciest food available, and you can lose your olam haba. Because why? You're doing something physically nice, but in a way that is not emotionally and respectfully nice. To give your write your father a check to make sure he's out of financial debt and to save him from financial collapse, and then say, hey, Dad, you're my tzedakah for the year, is clearly not going to make him feel good. It says Rav Sternbach, you cannot let him know what's going on. V'ben chayev rak lahanim la'aviv. He should help him out here. Al kein lo yigalel lo shehamalus bo mikaspei tzedakah shelo. Don't tell him that it's coming from his charity fund. V'im yachol haben lachzikas ha'av b'chavod mikaspei shelo. If you can do it in a b'chavodik way, lo yikach lezem emot tzedakah. As we said before, better to not support the father from your charity account, if possible to do it. If you have no choice, then you can. But it's always better to give not from tzedakah to support a parent. Right, this is the curse that the Raman, the Shach, are talking about. So again, this only would happen after the son makes sure that he's financially stable on his own. Then he can decide where the money will come from in order to support a parent. So that is the halacha in these cases when it comes to using Meiser, and when it comes to supporting a parent in such a situation. Okay. Good night and good Shabbos.